Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, as the man says, this is a place where we like to support people doing amazing things to celebrate our friends and neighbors, supporting their communities, doing something really cool. And since Chef Tiffany Faison is here with us today,
she did something really cool.
I mean, you continue to do things that are very cool, but
very
I think
to me.
Opening a restaurant is not an easy thing to do. We've been friends for a very long time. I've watched you go through a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Some ups and downs.
Yep.
And this feels like a real big up. 15 floor up.
15 floors of up.
Let's hear about it.
We talk about it all the time, like sort of, you know, there's ebbs and flows in life. And like when you're ebbing, it's always, you know, challenging. But recognize when you're in a flow. And we're in a flow right
Let's flow.
Good. Let's flow.
Tell me about Bubble Bath.
Bubble Bath is at the rooftop of the Citizen M Hotel. It's at Newbury and Mass Ave. Nice digs. If you can get them.
That's that new hotel that came up over the pike.
Over
right?
the pike.
That just came up out of, there wasn't even ground there. And now there's a hotel.
There was like some ground.
It is amazing what they did with that
space. It's crazy, right? Like that area was like a little bit sus. It had some like comings and goings. Mm-hmm. And now it's just a gorgeous corner of the city. So we're on the 15th floor. It is a wine and it's a bar, guys, so it's not a restaurant. It's a beautiful space, has like sweeping views of the city. So like floor to ceiling windows inside and then a giant roof deck like outside. It's on the 15th floor, so it just, the views of the city are spectacular, but you're in the city. It's not like being on the Peru where you're like all the way up looking down. You're sort of in the city. It orients you differently. Like I've really been able to kind of see the city differently. And like it's stunning. We have gorgeous, gorgeous wines and cocktails. So we have a curated cocktail program. Daniel Andres is our bar director. And he has been so fun to work with. Wildly talented. No ego. Just like incredible, incredible cocktails. So that's on offer. And then we have a bunch of wine and champagne that's been selected based on vintners and growers that we love. All the champagne is grower champagne, so you're not going to see like big popping bottles of like, you know, big logos and brands that you recognize. It's really people that we have found and curated. That goes for the wine program as well. And then we have little snackies, so it's not like full dinner. You can definitely make a dinner out of
it. We love snackies.
So there's, you know, Dan and I are impossible. We can't make a small menu if we try.
Can't imagine how much work it takes to take this from your brain to the 15th floor.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the things that
there's
go
an elevator
into making
that helps
your
my
dream
brain
happen?
Go from the 15th floor. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, you have an idea of something. Like, I've been working on this for like 3 years.
Wow.
And so it's never an overnight process. It shouldn't be. If you can open a restaurant overnight, don't do it. It's a bad idea. So yeah,
you should have time to think about what
you're
doing.
You should think about stuff. Yeah. So it starts with a space and an idea and what's right for the space. Sometimes like I walk into a space if I'm looking at like actively looking for restaurant spaces and I have an idea of something that I want to do and I'll walk in. It's like, this won't work here. So you either go with what will work in that space or what won't. But I went in and the kitchen was smaller. So it was really an opportunity to kind of blow up the idea of Bubble Bath for us, which we have a 16 seat bar in High Street Place
which
already.
Which is the cutest ever.
Really cute little wine bar. So it was really an opportunity to take that idea and have it realize its sort of big sister fullness. And like, if we could give this a bunch of space and if we could give this a bigger personality, what does it look like? So yeah, you just start like pulling the levers and letting your brain kind of dream about things. And then you distill it down to like what's going to work operationally and what won't.
Okay, and shout out your other restaurants, please.
Sweet Cheeks in the Fenway. Fool's Errand next
so
to Sweet
good.
Cheeks.
Good God,
Fenway.
You could sleep on them
you.
Biscuits.
We also have Tenderoni's Charming Gardener, which we haven't talked a lot about, but is doing incredibly well in the food hall. It's like a salad bowl concept. Other Bubble Bath in the food hall and Dive Bar that's also in the food hall. Want to break a little news?
Yes.
We're going to open Tiger Baby.
No, you're not!
In
no, you're not.
The food
no,
hall
not.
In the fall. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it's not where a full I met Tiger Mama.
That
but...
is where I met Tiffany.
Yes.
And I have a picture of it, and it's the funniest thing you've ever seen because I had been stalking her because I'm like, we're going to be friends, and I don't care.
She doesn't know it yet.
She don't know it yet. So I went there for dinner, and I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and I went up to her. I'm like, hi, my name is Kennedy, and we're getting radio stations. Call me 641 and come make me friends. And I was like, I take
yes,
your picture? And
yes.
The picture's
was that your opening energy?
I'm not even lying.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then I took a, I was like, can we take a picture of my best? And it's literally me smiling and Tiffany going, oh.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not
I'm going to show you the picture.
I know the picture.
No, it's not mean. It's just
no,
funny.
No, I know the picture. You
it was a
it
moment in time.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's how I met you. That's how I met Trini. That's how I met Carson. Like, yeah, everyone's kind of similar. Tiger.
That and rice people, in the can. Come on, girl.
Thank you. And it's the most frequently, like, what do we ever get Tiger back is the biggest question I face.
Well, I'm happy for
so
you.
So we're going to baby steps to getting Tiger back. So Tiger baby. Yeah.
Breaking freaking news.
Yeah.
Kennedy's whole day is made.
You heard it here.
I tell you what, guys.
This week has bubble. Sucked. And today yes. I'm feeling great.
Yes. For now, go to bubble
for
bath.
Now we bubble.
There's an elevator to the 15th
There's
floor.
There's an elevator.
Just like Tiffany's brain.
Well, kids, if you have something you're doing very cool in your world, and it doesn't have to be something as large as opening a restaurant, but even if you just have a dream to do it, we'd love to talk to you.
It was a lot of baby steps so we got to opening a restaurant.
Drop me an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. So it's me, it's Dan, and Chef Tiffany Faison sitting in with us.
Let's, let's
get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So Lil Nas X was hospitalized for what they're saying could be a possible overdose yesterday. LAPD confirmed to Rolling Stone that a mostly naked man was found walking down Ventura Boulevard in the early morning hours. They did not confirm the rapper's name, but a video from TMZ shows him walking in his underwear and cowboy boots. Here is a little of that.
Nah, hey. What don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Nah, go ahead, babe. Go ahead, babe. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Uh-oh, somebody's gonna have to pay for that.
He was
so unbothered. Coming to the party.
Unbothered. Looking good in those tidy whities, though.
He has been placed... I don't know. So I don't know if he's in a hospital or placed under arrest. I've read two different stories. They also say that he rushed police officers, punched one in the face twice, which is
we don't love
going to get you in trouble.
His voice sounds very clear when he's like, you know.
I watched the video the whole story, I watched it. I was like, he doesn't look like he's like tweaking at 4 a.m.
He looked a little drunky, maybe. His eyes were a little glassy, but.
He seemed pretty in control.
I mean, what he was saying was crazy, but he seemed coherent.
Well, are you saying stunty?
He's got a song called The Party or something like that he released a couple years ago. So I don't know.
He teased new music on Twitter the day before. So my first thought was album rollout.
Yeah.
But if he's punching police officers,
that's not
probably
how we roll out
not.
Albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Some good news. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, are now parents. They announced the news yesterday after they were seen pushing a stroller in the Hamptons. In a joint statement, they said, "This summer, we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful next chapter of parenthood in both peace and privacy."
Good for them.
She's just such a unique cat.
She's cool. I like her a lot.
I feel like she's more grown up than me, and she's 21 years old.
She's on her like 800th life.
I feel like she skipped her entire 20s, and she's 35 right now.
She's a very old soul.
Yeah.
But I think when you get that famous that quick as a young person, and I think she must have very good people around her, because I think it's so easy to get caught up in that and, you know, end up, you know.
There's a lot of mess that can happen.
With a lot of mess.
For sure.
And she instead kind of went the other way. They live on a farm.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how that can happen. That like it can either be like really tragic later on in life, or like the person clearly hers. Like, I'm over it. Like, the trappings, not real. Yeah. I'm going to go live
me.
A real life.
I'm going to go live on a farm, and they live on a farm and whatever. And I'm just like, oh my God.
And good for her showing young people that there is another way to do your 20s and just being out at a club till 2 a.m. with your friends.
100%.
Are you going to be happy on a farm with somebody you love?
Oh, I want to go on a farm.
I want to go on a farm. You never know. Her 40s could be like lit. She could be like, hey, I'm in the club. I'm in my 40s.
That's what I did.
Kids are raised. They're out.
I did that in my 30s.
Do it backwards.
It was not fun. But I mean, it was stupid. But here we are. And it's Friday. That means new music. Would you guys like to hear some?
Yes, always.
Please. All right. Here's some new Doja Cat for you. That is called Jealous Type. And then we have some new Maroon 5. And this is called Cigarettes. She's always in my head. Her love is hard to quit like cigarettes. I know better. She's my pain and my pleasure. She's always in my head. I try so hard, but still I give a good. I know better. She's my pain and my pleasure. There you go. What you think? Likes them? Don't?
Hey.
I could.
That's a Maroon 5 song.
Yeah,
it's a Maroon 5 song.
I could pass on both.
Have I love Doja Cat.
There's a show on Netflix called Hitmakers. Have you guys seen it?
You were telling me about this off the air yesterday, and it came up on my whatever. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, it's like producers and songwriters that all go into rooms, and it's not competitive, so like no one's going home, and you just see how the sausage is made, and it's so dope. So that song kind of reminds me of like one of those songs that might be made in a room.
And that is what I got, Dan.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
People don't forget.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win.
Every time.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Linda from Wilmington.
Linda. What's up, girl?
Linda, listen.
Listen, Linda.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well. Can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure.
Scram, cutie. Scram. Linda, how's your pop culture acumen?
Some days are better than others. So
well, it's Friday, so maybe we're polished and ready.
That's right.
Okay. We do it. We do this, Linda.
All right, Linda. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100, and Tiffany will rejoice.
I will.
Are you ready?
I think I am, yes.
William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from his fans about what he and his work have meant to them. Who did Shatner play on Star Trek?
Was he Spock?
Question number two. Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations that you might like based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
Think it through.
12.
And question number three. Yeah. 3 years ago today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. House of the Dragon is a prequel series to Game of Thrones that specifically follows which family?
Can I phone a friend?
if your friend is sitting right next to you, yes.
I know.
All right, Linda, we need an answer.
Don't.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched the show, it's tough because they're not called the Smiths. And question number four. Only 11 country songs ever have reached a billion streams on Spotify. And here are the top three most streamed country songs. Meant to Be by BB Rex and Florida Georgia Line's number one. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is at number two.
Still on the Billboard Top 100.
It's just a good song.
Oh.
Yep.
And number three is Something in the Orange by which singer?
Something in the Orange? I don't think I've ever heard of that song.
Oh, it's a good one.
I don't know.
Not a great guy, but he can make a song. Question number five. Okay. Paris Hilton's new animated kids show, Paris and Pups, debuts on YouTube on September 23rd. There's already a pretty popular kids show about dogs. It's called Bluey.
Bluey.
What kind of dog is Bluey?
Bluey is a blue heeler dog.
Oh, wow. She's plugged into the kids' shows. We know we're Real House now.
Oh, I love Bluey.
I play Bluey for my dogs.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. When you leave the house, you put Bluey on for them so they don't feel alone?
Well, I do, yeah.
All the colors are
100%.
Yeah, the colors are oriented to dogs. You know
all right, Kennedy's back. Don't say anything we're not supposed to say.
Okay. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
How do we do?
Good. Linda from Wilmington, who's actually living your best life today. She's going to be baking bread and walking dogs all day.
Oh, come on.
Right?
She got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, Linda.
Don't be sad, Linda.
2 is better than none. Correct.
There you go.
That's true.
All right, Kennedy, question number 1. William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from his fans about what he and his work have meant to them. Who did Shatner play on Star Trek?
Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Oh.
Yeah. This is why we can't be here.
Captain, the USS. Enterprise.
Born in Ames, Iowa. It's fine. Oh.
Question 2. Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations that might work for you based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
12.
2-1. 3 years ago today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. House of the Dragon is a prequel to Game of Thrones that specifically follows which family?
The Tarantinos? Tarragon. No, that's a spy.
Tarragon's a spy.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, Linda.
It's an herb.
Herb, technically. Dried.
I'm not going to get it. It's right here.
The Targaryen.
Thank you.
You were so close, though.
The Tarragon would also be a fun show.
Yes, they're constantly battle with Thymes and Rosemary.
House Rosemary claims their spices are superior.
Bring on the biscuits.
2-1. Question number 4. Only 11 country songs ever have reached 1 billion streams on Spotify, Kennedy. Uh-huh. Here are the top 3. Meant to Be by BB Rexha of Florida Georgia Line is the most streamed. A Bar Song Tipsy by our boy Shaboozy is number 2. And Something in the Orange is number 3. Who sings that?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to say Morgan Wallen.
Zach
That's
Bryan. 2-1. Question number 5. Paris Hilton's new animated kids show Paris and Pups debuts on YouTube in September. But there is already a pretty popular kids show about dogs. It's called Bluey. I don't know
Bluey.
If you've heard of it.
Yes.
What kind of dog is Bluey?
Bluey is a beagle.
Have you not seen Bluey?
No, I'm a grown up and I don't have children.
No, Bluey.
No, don't get me wrong.
Right now?
Don't get me wrong. I watch cartoons, but I watch, the ones that have swear words in them.
No, but the Bluey is so good.
Did Bluey bring you joy?
Oh my God.
Good. Put it
It'll
on
make
for the
you
dog.
Cry. It's the best.
It's the best.
All right, then I'll watch Bluey this weekend.
And you
guys.
Know what they call the toots on Bluey?
No.
Fluffies.
I've also never seen
episodes.
I'm going to watch it today just for you guys.
But
well, those were tough.
To answer your question, Bluey is an Australian cattle dog.
Slash
blue heeler.
Got it.
I would have accepted
that makes
either.
Sense.
2-2.
That was tough, guys.
Those must have been tougher than I thought
those
they
really
were.
Tough.
Kennedy ekes out the win in a tie. Goes to the runner. So, Linda, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but I bet you feel better about getting 2 now.
A little bit.
Great
yeah,
about
I do.
It.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Linda from Wilmington, and I can't be Kennedy, but I can try her.
Yeah, you can.
You
yeah, you can.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Carson on vacation this week. And so you got me and Dan and Chef Tiffany Faison is here today.
You got me.
As we do every Friday morning, we want to know what you guys are doing for the weekend. So Tiff, what you got going on?
I will be hanging out at a bar this weekend called Bubble Bath. Be there all weekend.
And where is that and when can people come see you?
It is Newbury and Mass Ave. And you can come see me beginning at 5 p.m. until the wee small hours of midnight and 1 a.m.
I might swing by today.
Come have some bubbles, please.
Will you just be running around the bar? Doing all kinds of stuff.
Chatting with people, running food, bussing tables.
She does it all.
Cooking a little bit. Dan's got it held down in that kitchen. He kicks me out of the kitchen now. It's just I'm like a proud mom when he does it.
Well, that's good though.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for you. Well, I might go see you tonight.
Yes, please.
Might go to the Marshfield Fair this afternoon. I thought it might bring me a little joy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Go see the baby chickens being
just
hatched.
All the animals. Ugh. Eat some fair food.
Oh, yes. Deep fried peanut butter and jelly.
Let's funnel cake.
All of the things.
I didn't even know you could deep fry some of the things you see at the fair.
Deep fry anything,
I've
Dan.
I've had deep fried Kool-Aid. It was remarkable. Yeah. I've had deep fried butter.
Oh, for sure.
In Tennessee,
fares were different.
When I was a kid.
What is the science behind deep fried Kool-Aid? How does that work?
You freeze it, and then you batter it, and then you
have
fry
a little Kool-Aid pop that you freeze?
Pretty much. And then Saturday, guys,
America.
I have my first.
The European mind could never.
Yeah. That's never. Why they are healthier. Anyway, and Saturday I have my first ketamine treatment.
I'm so excited to hear about this.
So I'm going to have three treatments, three Saturdays in a row. It's about 3 hour long, she says.
Yep.
I'm working with a new doctor who, this is what she does, like has been trained and whatever. Mm-hmm. So basically the way it works is they give you a dose and you kind of wait for it to kick in a little bit and then you have a therapy session.
Yep.
And so my therapist and she are good friends and they've been talking to one another, sharing things so that she has good ideas of what we can talk about.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And whatever. So I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, but I've made such great breakthroughs in the past, I don't know, 6 months in therapy. And I think that's why my mental health has been a little hard, because once you peel one thing back, another thing pops up and you have to, and that's the big thing that's been waiting.
Yes.
And so that this will help that process.
So this allows people to rewire their neuropathways that are like wired when you're like 4, 5, 6. So to be able to go in and make those neuropathways malleable and kind of figure things out. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just not at the ketamine part of it. I'm still in the therapy part of it. Haven't gotten to the ketamine part.
I'll tell you all about it once I get done, but I'm very, very excited. So
I didn't know that you had a therapy session while you were on the ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are places you can go not to. There are places like in strip malls you can literally just get dosed and lay down. Don't do that. I mean, do what you feel can help you. But this, I feel, can be more helpful because you're actually doing therapy and you're doing some work. So anyway.
That's awesome.
I digress. But that's what I'm doing.
I'm curious to see how it goes. Let us know.
I am too. 617-655-1234. Want to hear what you're doing. Hey, Corey, is that you?
Hey, girl. Hey.
What are you doing this weekend?
One of my besties is visiting from New Orleans.
Ooh.
So we're getting together, doing some lunch, and he's here just in time for the bloom of my second lotus flower in my pond.
Corey, I got to tell you, Corey texted me yesterday, sent me pictures of his lotus flower that's blooming, because they don't bloom easily. And so that made me very happy. Thank you for bringing me a little joy.
Anytime, sweetie.
All right. Love you much.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I bet there are shenanigans to be had there.
It smells like pee.
Well, that's Bourbon Street. The whole city can't smell like pee.
That's literally the only place
like pee. I lived there for a year.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and I was only there for like 5 hours.
It's
so I just spent it on Bourbon Street.
She'll take you for a ride if you let her.
She did.
That I believe. She did. Cajun accent.
We ended up meeting Method Man and Red Man, and the girl I was with, they wanted her to come back to their hotel room. We did not do that.
You could have been at Method Man and Red Man's hotel room.
I could have.
Wow.
All right.
I'd have went back and been a girl.
I know.
It's like dirty Vegas.
All right. We have Michelle and Maddie from Drake It. What are you guys doing?
We are going to the Jonas Brothers concert tomorrow. We won tickets from Greg and Freddie on Tuesday.
Oh, that is amazing.
Love
I'm so
for
happy
you.
For you.
So may I suggest a little barbecue and biscuits before the show?
You may. Where would they do
Sweet
that?
Sweet Cheeks.
There we go.
Right there, friends.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, hon. Paula from Hyde Park, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I know this wonderful radio station that hooked me up with some Jonas Brothers.
Heyo!
Half of Fenway Park is just Mix 104.1, baby.
That's right.
But let's listen though, because coming up here in a little bit, we're going to be calling someone to win front row seats. So it could be you, Paula. So make sure you answer the phone if we call.
I will. But my grandchildren and daughters would be mad. Because we're going, it's three generations that are going to the Jonas Brothers. Tomorrow.
Well, sometimes you got to make people mad to get close to the bros.
Sorry, Tim and Grandma got front row. I'll tell you what Nick smells like.
Well, Paula, have such a good time.
Take care of yourself now, you know?
Yes, ma'am. So. All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, Dan, you weren't lying. Mix 104.1 showing up at the Joe Bros concert.
Yeah, the whole Fenway Park. This is going to be us.
Lit up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, and we just want to know what you're getting into this weekend. 617-655-1234. Dan, what are you doing this weekend?
I am away all weekend for a wedding. So Kaylee is a bridesmaid in a wedding of her childhood friend, who she's known since she was like, six or something.
Uh-huh.
So we're going up to Danvers. It's at the Danvers Port Yacht Club.
Ooh.
So there's a rehearsal dinner Friday today, which the only person I will know there is my girlfriend.
Mm. You make new friends now.
I am just the tag-along of this wedding.
There will be quite a few tag-alongs, so, you know.
Yeah.
You'll find your
That's
people.
Fine. I can talk
you
to
find the group of tag-alongs. At
you
the
hang
bar.
Out with the dudes that are there with yeah. the other bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night's the wedding where I will unleash my best dance moves to a bunch of yes. unsuspecting strangers.
Are you going to wear a knee brace? Because Dan...
Oh, yeah, Tiffany, I actually have blew my knee out to Pipple's Fireball on the dance floor before.
You left it all on the floor.
I mean, literally.
Literally.
We can't have you injured, limping sir.
Around. Well, he does the part of the song. He's like, we're taking it, we're taking it, we're taking it down. I took it too far down.
It happens as we get older. Sometimes you got to keep it a little further
I
up.
I thought I could take it down as far as Pipple wanted me to, but I could not.
Can I just tell you, over a certain age, you can't trust the knees anymore.
No, we don't need to get low anymore.
Yeah,
it's
I've tried, and I'm like, whoa.
Let the young people get low. We'll Let just stay high. Low. It's fine.
So that'll be fun. I like weddings. It's a good time.
Tis the season.
We'll meet some new people. We'll hang out. It'll be fun.
All right. Let's hit the phones with Heather and good old Heather from Ashby. Hey, girl. Hey, what you doing over the weekend?
My grandson turned 9 yesterday, so we're having his birthday party on Saturday. It's going to be a swim birthday party.
Cutie pants.
And on Sunday, yeah, his name is Kale, and we're going to the beach on Sunday.
Which beach are you going to?
I'm going to Old Orchard, Maine.
All right.
Are you going to get like in the water beach. In Old Orchard, Maine?
If it's nice, yes. The first time I went, it was gorgeous. The second time we went, it was ice cold. So, I don't know. It depends on the beach, right?
I have been in the water, man, and I feel like Jack floating on that door of Titanic. It's cold.
It's good for the circulation.
It really is.
The digestive system.
It is. Have a little cold plunge action.
Yep.
I'll put my toes in, and that's probably about it, honestly.
Well, give Kayla a hug from us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye, hon.
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
And Maine seems to be a concept everyone has today. Bob from Newton, you going to Maine too?
We are on our way, me and Sage.
Oh, all right.
And who is Sage?
Sage is my 10-year-old daughter.
Hi,
Kale
Sage.
And Sage, 9 and 10.
That's
I love
wild.
This.
What are you and your 10-year-old daughter doing in Maine?
Well, Mom's going to meet us there. Well, we're going to go pick Mom up, but then we're going to do some kayaking and some fishing and hanging out with a fire pit, all the good things
oh,
that
I
Maine
love
brings.
This sounds so snuggy and wonderful.
What kind of fish do you like to catch, and then do you eat them?
We don't eat the fish, but we catch a whole variety of them. Sage is a big fisher person, so she likes to catch bass, pickerel, you name it.
And then you just put them back?
Yep, catch and release.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you guys have a great family weekend. That sounds awesome.
I wish you all the pickerel that Maine has to offer, Bob.
Yeah, all the bass. All about that bass. What?
Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye now.
And now we've got Colleen from Sunapee, New Hampshire. Good morning, Colleen.
What's
up, girl? Doing?
Good morning, Kennedy. I'm so happy to be on the phone with you.
I'm happy to be on the phone with you. Tell me what you're doing this weekend, because I think it's something I will be very happy about.
I'm going to see Billy Idol.
On Saturday night?
Yes.
I'm telling you what.
I'm so excited.
Have you seen him before?
No.
So I've seen him twice.
I've loved him forever.
I've seen him twice, and I'm telling you right now that he has still got it. He clearly still loves performing so much. And when he plays Moni Moni, like, just hang on to things, because I thought the building was going to fall down when he played.
Get your knee braces
on. I am serious. Colleen, so, have so much fun, my dear.
You're in Sunapee, New Hampshire.
Thank you.
He's playing like Xfinity in Mansfield, right?
That's sometimes you have to make a road trip.
You're going, on a journey to see Billy.
I have a house in Mass because I have 10 grandkids.
Oh, you need to get out and go to a concert.
Holy cats.
Yes. And without them.
Good for you.
Let's go.
All right, Colleen.
I'm going to see somebody I want.
You go rock the cradle of love this weekend, my dear.
I will. Thanks so much for talking to me.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. That's it.
This is Colleen in the crowd with 10 grandchildren.
Yes.
Putting her lighter
up. No more. No more. No more.
Personal Billy will be playing the Mixed Beach House.
Send those kids damn home.
Can't wait for that.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. It's presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Ricky from Wakefield.
Hi, Ricky.
Ricky!
Hello.
Let's go, girl.
How we doing, Ricky?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. It's Friday, baby.
I love the confidence I already hear in your voice, Ricky.
Girl, I love this show. I listen every morning.
Yes, let's go.
Well, then you know what to do to Kennedy right now if you listen every morning.
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You
beat it, Hottie. Bye. Get out of here.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We are going to give you money, which we are longing to do.
Yes, please.
She is now in that soundproof booth. Her record on the big board, 6,251 wins, only 457 losses. Are you ready?
One of them happened yesterday, Ricky. We're going to do double down.
Yes, I'm ready.
Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, just welcomed their first baby. Millie's 21. She began her breakout role in Stranger Things at the ripe old age of 12. What has she done with her life? What was what's her character's name in that show?
11.
Question number two. Rick Springfield turned 76 on Saturday.
Can you imagine?
And Rick's biggest song, who is he obsessed with?
Who is Rick Springfield obsessed with in the biggest song? Jesse. Jesse's girl?
There you
there
go.
It
He's
is.
Not obsessed with Jesse. He's obsessed with Jesse's girl. That was an important extra one.
All right.
Question number three. Dua Lipa turns 30 years old today. Dua's first big hit came back in 2017 with these lyrics. Please take a listen and then tell me the name of the song.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
Good advice.
New rules.
New rules.
Yes.
Question number four. Our buddy Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night. She flew to L.A., did the show, came back for our show. What a girl.
Quick like that.
The chef beat Bobby with Filipino dishes. What's going on in the background,
Hi.
Ricky?
My daughter. Sorry.
Hi, what's your daughter? It's okay. We don't mind. What's your daughter's name?
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
How old are you?
Four.
And a pop culture genius.
Yeah, you know your mom's doing great right now.
I know. Thank you.
All right, Ricky.
So, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, I got distracted. Sorry, your kid's adorable. our buddy Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night where the chef beat Bobby with Filipino dishes. Go check that out if you haven't. Her co-host, Andrew Zimmerman, was on a TV show where he was known for eating every food around the globe. Do you know the name of that show?
I used to watch that show with him.
Okay, you got this.
Let's see. Okay.
Have we asked Rosie?
Honestly, I know. Honestly.
All right. We need an answer, Ricky. Sorry.
Okay. Worst foods in America?
And question number five. The Backstreet Boys hitting Vegas hard with their show at the Sphere. The show has been sold out for the entire run with new shows added into 2026 because people like the Backstreet Boys. What 1999 album inspired all of their fans to wear white to their shows?
Oh, Millennium.
Oh, yes.
Founder wheelhouse.
I went to the Sphere show last week.
How was it?
I am in that range. I am there.
Let's get Kennedy really back fun. In the studio.
Kennedy!
How's the Sphere? Is it crazy to be in?
It's wild. It's wild. It's such an experience.
I bet. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
We're just talking about stuff.
Welcome back.
You know?
That's okay.
Just chit-chat.
I love a chit-chat.
Chit-chatting with our girl, Ricky.
Little Kiki.
And
Little
Rose.
Kiki with Ricky.
Kiki with Ricky. And Rose.
Yes. That's
what Ricky and Rose, they got four out of five correct.
Woo! That's right.
Woo! Okay, friends. Okay.
Are you ready?
I am. I feel like you are ready.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Look in your eye.
And her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, just welcomed their first baby at 21 via adoption. She began her breakout role in Stranger Things at the ripe old age of 12. What is her character's name in that show?
11.
That is correct, 1-1. Rick Springfield turned 76 on Saturday. In Rick's biggest song, who is he obsessed with?
Jesse's girl.
That is correct. Not a good friend. Constantly trying to steal his friend's girl. 2-2. Dua Lipa turns 30 years old today. Dua's first big hit came back in 2017. It had these lyrics. Take a listen and then tell me what song she sang.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Right.
Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
That's called New Rules. And if you recall, I did a parody called ADHD. I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Perfection.
3-3. Question number four. Our good friend Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night. I don't know if you caught that.
Okay.
It was on the TVs last night.
Ah! Yeah.
And
I don't have cable.
The chef beat Bobby Flay with Filipino dishes.
Let's get it. Yes.
And her co-host on the episode, Andrew Zimmerman, was on a TV show where he was known for eating every odd food around the globe. What was it called?
Same.
As soon as I say it, you're both going to kick yourself.
I know.
Strange Eats?
You're dancing around at Bizarre Foods.
He's such an interesting guy.
He's such a good guy. I really like him. He also taught the entrepreneurial leadership and food course at Babson.
No kidding?
Yeah.
It all comes back to Boston. Oh,
just got interesting, Tiffany. 3-3 going into the final question, which Ricky got right.
All right.
So if you don't get this right, Tiffany's going to dance.
That's right. No one wants that.
The Backstreet
Get your knee braces
Boys.
Ready.
The Backstreet Boys are hitting Vegas hard with their show at the Sphere. The show has been sold out for the entire run with new shows added into 2026.
Just saw it.
Name the 1999 album that inspired all of their fans to wear white to their shows.
Millennium.
You could have at least paused and made it.
Kennedy has her video focus on me because she thinks I was going to run around.
That video yesterday was the best video that ever videoed.
It was great, but there's no way you're not going to guess Millennium. I was not even stretching.
That was
that
so
run.
Good.
Congratulations.
Ricky.
Kennedy eked it out, Ricky, unfortunately. But we do have a very cool prize for you.
Yes, we've got you a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 on November 22nd at the Garden, plus a merch pack, their new album, Love Is Like on Vinyl. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. So congratulations on that.
Awesome. And, thank you guys.
Thank you
so much.
A well-fought battle.
Nicely done.
Well, Ricky, is there anything you and Rose want to say to Kennedy?
Yes, I am Ricky and Rosie from Waco, Mass, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson on vacation, and he should be back on Monday morning, so the whole gang will be back together. But today it's me and Dan and Chef Tiffany Faison, who's been here with us for a couple days, which I really do appreciate you being here.
It's been a lot of fun hanging out.
Yeah, we've missed you, so thank you for being here.
Back at you guys.
So this is Kennedy's Impossible Parody, as we know, and usually you guys are the ones that give us the ideas, but today I decided I would like to give the idea and just give you some strength. So,
and now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
So, yesterday on the show, I was talking about my mental health having kind of a kick in the
I was having a
couple weeks, and
it happens.
You all called in with your good news, and you sent me lots of messages on email and social media, and I just don't know how to thank you all enough for that, because my day is very different today, and I know it's because of all of you, and I know that there are times that we feel like we can't, and so I want you to know that you can.
You can.
So here is my song for you today to the tune of One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful. This is What Makes You Powerful.
No.
You ready?
Yeah. You are enough, I know. That right now things seem pretty tough. The way you fight, the way you shine, it shows that you're winning inside. Sometimes it feels like you'll never make it, but I believe in you. My friend, you light up the world. Sometimes you can't see. I'm not lying. That's your anxiety. The way you fight the dark nights, it inspires me. You don't know. That's what makes you powerful. If only you saw what I could see. You think you're failing, but baby, I disagree. Yes, I am talking to you. Yes, you honestly, you don't know. That's what makes you powerful. That's what makes you powerful. Woo!
Let's go.
Love it.
Been insecure, don't know what for. Anxiety ramped up before you shut the door. The way you fight, the way you shine, let's tell all that negativity goodbye. Sometimes it feels like you'll never make it, but I believe in you.
My friend, you light up the world. Sometimes you can't see. I'm not lying. That's your anxiety. The way you fight the dark nights, it inspires me. You don't know. Oh, that's what makes you powerful. Woo! If only you saw what I can see. You think you're failing, but baby, I disagree. Yes, I am talking to you. Yes, you honestly. You don't know. That's what makes you powerful. That's what makes you powerful. Yes!
Woo! You crush at this.
It's
so
my favorite thing.
Good.
Woo, Kennedy.
So put that one in your pocket, and whenever you need it, it is there for you. I
absolute
love you guys.
Anthem.
Banger.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson on vacation, so it's me and Dan, and Chef Tiffany Faison has been sitting in with us for the past couple days, and we're so grateful.
So happy to be here.
So Dan, is it time to give away some front row tickets to the Jonas Brothers?
This is the moment.
I think now is the fun part.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Dan. So, during the past few weeks, we've been giving away tickets on the 20s to see the Jonas Brothers at Fenway.
Oh, most of Fenway Park is going to be Mix 104
pretty
listeners
much
at that concert.
But we had one pair of front row tickets for somebody who won one of these tickets during the Tickets on the 20s.
A grand prize winner, if you will.
If you will. So now we need to call them.
Is this the moment?
This is the moment. Are you ready, Dan?
Oh, imagine a Joe Bro getting the news they're going to sit front row.
From our winners that we've had, I'm afraid that we might blow out some speakers.
But someone's going to pass out right now.
Let's give it a shot. Can you dial her number, please?
I'm terrified, but I could try.
You can do it.
All right, I got fat fingers. Here we go. Hopefully this doesn't go to Pizza Hut. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Christina?
This is her.
Christina from Framingham?
Christina from Framingham.
And you won some Jonas Brothers tickets from us?
Oh my God, yes.
Are you a big fan?
Yes.
How big of a fan?
Like the biggest?
Since like 2008.
Going way
well
back.
My dear, you are going to be sitting front row at Fenway Park. Woo!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Are you serious?
We're dead serious.
Yeah, baby.
We wouldn't lie to you about front row tickets.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Woo!
Congratulations.
Oh my Congrats.
God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I think I just woke up my newborn. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Who are
Mommy's
you?
Mommy's sitting front row.
Okay. I don't even care. He'll survive. Oh my God.
How are you feeling right now?
I don't know.
Who are you going with, Christina?
I'm going with my friend Sarah.
Is Sarah going to just lose her mind?
She's going to freak. She's going to literally freak. Oh my.
Christina, have you seen the Jonas Brothers before?
I have in 2008 at the Burning Up Tour.
Oh, honey, it's been so long.
It's time.
I know, I know, I know.
And now you're going to be so close, you'll be able to smell them.
I don't even have words.
Well, what are you going to do to try to get their attention now that you're front row to lock eyes?
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
You have some hours to think about it.
Yeah, you have some time. So when you calm down and think about it.
I have 24 hours.
All right, well.
Oh, my God.
We're just so happy for you. We want to thank Shaw's and Star Market, Go Shopping, Get Rewarded, for making all of this possible. And, Christina, we just want to thank you for listening. It means a great deal to us.
You guys are amazing. I love you. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, and it pays. And it pays.
I hope you have the best time at the show.
A ball.
Call us on Monday.
Have a ball with the bros.
I will. I will.
Thank Try not to pass
so
out.
Hydrate.
I can't make any promises on that.
Which Fair. One's your favorite before we go?
Oh, Nick Jonas, hands down. I still swear he's going to get divorced and is going to marry me.
All right. Well, let's dream.
Well, if you can win front row tickets,
anything
is possible.
Possible.
I can hear your baby
Absolutely
crying
candy.
In the background. You can go get her now.
And she told us that she just had that baby 5 weeks ago. So this is her first night out And what a time. What a night out it shall be.
A heck of a night out for your first one back.
Just take it easy. It's not having drinks for 9 months and 5 weeks and such. I'll catch up with you.
Girl. Hey, you want to make it to the end of the show. It's important.
You do indeed. See, listening has its benefits, and we're grateful, so grateful to all of you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's play some Can't Beat Kennedy. Yep.
Let's beat her.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what up to Katie from Taunton.
All right, Katie, my partner in crime.
What's going on today, Katie?
Hello. Let me just say, I'm excited to talk to Kennedy and producer Dan, but to know that I'm talking to Chef Tiffany, my favorite chef, Tournament of Champions winner, season three, let's go.
Katie, the way I cried when you won.
Oh, the way I cried.
The way I jumped around in my living room. When you took the money and you just threw it like that.
Yep.
It was a time. It was a time.
Thank y'all. That's
well, hopefully, Katie, we give you some money that you can toss in the air like
Tiffany
did.
Yeah, but Katie, let's toss your money in the air. Let's go.
Okay.
Can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100.
I feel so good about this, Katie.
Her record on the big
board.
It's
you and me.
6,251 wins, only 457 losses. Are you ready?
My hat is beating out of my chest, but yes, I'm ready.
It's okay, you got this. Deep breath. Just going to deep breath in. Hold it for a second.
Okay.
Exhale, we got this.
Oosa.
Okay.
Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down Ventura Boulevard in just his underwear.
He looked good, though.
He does look good. Then attacking cops when they approached him. Which song skyrocketed Lil Nas X to fame?
I should know this. Old Town Road.
You do know. Look at that.
You do know.
Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson have been smoking up the red carpet with their new romance. Pammy has been spending time with some of our chef friends on her show, Pamela's Cooking with Love. I didn't know she had a show.
Yeah, she has a cooking show.
Very cool. Can you name Pam's famous co-star on Baywatch that also starred in Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
Yes, Katie.
Question number three. Ty Burrell is 58 today. He played TV dad Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. What was Phil's job on that show?
He was a real estate agent.
Katie, my girl.
Now she's cooking with gas.
She's cooking. Let her cook.
It looks like Jack White from the White Stripes is in a full-on social media brawl with President Trump.
Looking down.
Katie, name this White Stripes song that gets played in every single sports arena. Hold on 1 second. This is when the strobe lights start going.
Yep. The flags come out.
I'm going to guess, I don't know a lot of his music, Seven Nation Army.
Katie, yes!
Hey, Katie, the Jonas Brothers are playing at Fenway Park tomorrow night. I don't know if you've heard. Nick and Joe named Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, as their celebrity crush.
Not crush that on him. Come on.
What are their wives' names, Nick and Joe? Well, Nick's wife and Joe's now ex-wife.
Ex, yeah.
Sophie Turner and, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say it.
You can try.
She's an Indian lady. Shoot.
You can do this.
Ooh, okay. I just keep saying shoot.
I don't know her name.
Okay. So close. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
4.5 if you will.
We'll give her 4.5 because you're here, Tiffany. Kennedy hates when we do that, but you're a special guest.
She's making up rules now.
I mean,
nothing that Carson hasn't done before. But
yeah, well, you're better than that. Let's go.
Welcome back.
I'm not, really. I'm not.
Katie from Taunton, who's working from home today. She works at Dunkin' Donuts in their distribution.
Oh, fantastic.
She got 4.5.
That's right, 4.5. All right, let's get it. My girl Katie.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, wait, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I don't know. Looks a little clammy, little sweaty palms over there. Oh, you're getting your video ready because you think I'm going to run?
Yep.
I'm going to do the 5-2 Usain Bolt.
Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down Ventura Boulevard in just his underwear, Kennedy.
Yep.
And then he attacked cops when they approached him.
Yeah.
Which song skyrocketed Lil Nas X to fame?
Old Town Road.
1-1. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson have been smoking up the red carpet with their new romance.
So I love them together. So much.
I know. Aren't they cute?
Can you name her famous co-star on Baywatch that also starred in Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
You can't hassle the Hoff.
2-2. Question number 3.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell is 58 years old today. He played TV dad Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. What was Phil's job on that show?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Was he
a trampoline sales repairman?
Was he a realist? Did he sell houses?
He was a real estate agent.
That was a guess.
3-3. Question number 4.
We almost had her, Katie.
It looks like Jack White from the White Stripes is in a full-on social media brawl with President Trump.
Who's not?
Name this White Stripes song that gets played in every single sports arena.
This is me distracting her. We don't know the song.
It's called... I don't know.
What is it called?
Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping? And question number 5.
Crap.
Katie.
The Jonas Brothers are playing at Fenway Park tomorrow night.
No one knows.
Nick and Joe's both named Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, as their celebrity crush.
Uh-huh.
What are their wives' names? Well, Nick's wife and Joe's ex-wife.
Sophie Turner, Priyanka Chopra.
Wait, but...
I mean, that is correct.
Yeah, but...
But...
We're giving it 4.5 to 4.
That's it.
Katie from Taunton wins.
No.
Little bit of a technicality, but we're counting it.
You did it. It was your business. So, Katie, what a...
Congratulations, Katie.
Get it, Katie.
Wow, what a ride.
I know.
Took 10 years off my life. Oh, my God.
Sorry. I forgot to tell you the name of the White Stripes song. It's Seven Nation Army.
Seven Nation Army. What was the .5 she got?
She got Sophie Turner, but not Priyanka Chopra.
All right. Good enough.
Good enough. Not my money.
We're going to put a full win, not a .5 up there.
All right.
Congratulations. You are getting $100 of Sal's money, Katie.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
You, so fun. We did it.
Kennedy,
we did it.
What would you like to say to Katie from Taunton?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Katie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Lynn from Bellingham.
Hello, Lynn.
Good morning.
Lynn is just taking it easy at the house today because her daughter just had surgery.
Oh, wow. Well, we hope that she's healing up well.
Thank you.
Lynn, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy this hour. You get $1,000. It's the big one.
All right. Let's get it.
What would you do with $1,000, Lynn?
Pay my back car payment.
There you go. That's a good answer. Question number 1. The Patriots played the New York Giants in their final preseason game last night, and that's as far as I'm going to say. It didn't go well. The Patriots have played which Aussie song as the team runs out onto the field for every home game since 2005?
Crazy Train?
Question number 2. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband Jake adopted a baby girl this summer. They haven't shared her name yet. Millie Bobby Brown is married to the son of which celebrity?
Can I pass?
Nope.
Oh, wait.
We need an answer.
Bon Jovi?
Question number
3. Bon Jovi?
Netflix dropped the first trailer for Black Rabbit, a new limited series starring Jude Law and Jason Bateman. It's not the first time Jason Bateman has done an original series for Netflix. He starred as Marty Bird on what show about a family laundering money for the cartel?
Oh, I just started this.
Well, then you should tell me the answer.
Ozark.
Okay, question number four. Hayden Panettiere turns 36 today. She played Claire, the indestructible cheerleader, on which popular NBC show?
Oh, that's my mom's favorite. It was I'm not going to get this one. Not Outsiders.
We need an answer, Lynn.
Sorry, I don't have that one.
Okay, and question number five. Daniel Day-Lewis has returned to acting for the first time in 8 years with his upcoming movie, Anemone. He retired but came back to support his son because this is his directorial debut. Daniel Day-Lewis is the only actor ever to win the Best Actor Oscar 3 different times. Name 2 of the movies that he's won for.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't know. He was in There Will Be Blood and Lincoln. Or was that Lincoln, the vampire one? I don't know. Sorry.
Do you have an answer for me?
There Will Be Blood and Lincoln.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So, Lynn, how's your daughter feeling after surgery? Is she doing well?
She just turned the corner today. We got our first night's sleep.
Oh, I love to hear that. I'm glad she's doing well. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Lynn from Bellingham, she got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I still want to if my mom was here.
And these aren't layups.
All right.
The Patriots played the New York Giants in their final preseason game last night. The Patriots have played which Aussie song as the team runs out onto the field for every home game since 2005?
Crazy Train.
That is correct. 1-1. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband Jake adopted a baby girl this summer. They haven't shared her name with anybody yet, though. Millie Bobby Brown is married to the son of which celebrity?
John Bon Jovi.
That is correct. Jake Bon Jovi. Netflix just dropped the first trailer for Black Rabbit. It's a new limited series starring Jude Law and Jason Bateman. I'm a big Jason Bateman guy. It's not the first time Bateman has done an original series for Netflix. He starred as Marty Bird on what show about a family laundering money for the Mexican cartel?
Ozark.
Ozark is correct. 3-3. Hayden Panettiere turns 36 today. Mm-hmm. She played Claire, the Indestructibles cheerleader, on which NBC show?
Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
Heroes is correct. You knew it as soon as you heard it, Lynn.
Yep.
That's the one she wanted to phone her mom on.
Oh, man.
And question number 5, 4-3. Daniel Day-Lewis has returned to acting for the first time in 8 years with his upcoming movie, Anemone. He retired but came back to support his son because it's his directorial debut.
Oh, wow.
And having Daniel Day-Lewis in your directorial debut is a flex.
Not bad.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the only actor ever to win the Best Actor Oscar 3 separate times. Name 2 of the movies.
Lincoln. My Left Foot.
That is correct.
There Will Be
and
Blood.
And also, there. Wow, that's 3-3. Justice for Gangs of New York.
No kidding.
5-4. Kennedy ekes it out, but Lynn, you played amazing.
You did. That was really good.
We appreciate you calling, and unfortunately, we can't give you $1,000. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Lynn from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.